Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 8:41. The president traveling to Austin, Texas today to commemorate the anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. Fox News' Jared Halpern is joining us. Give us an update on what's happening. First, it's good to take a breath, right?
Well, we'll see. I mean, what the president's going to do today is certainly going to ratchet up a lot of the political discourse, because he is going to Austin, you're right. He'll be at the LBJ Library to commemorate the Civil Rights Act, but he is also going to announce his proposals for reforming the Supreme Court. He announced this in an op-ed in the Washington Post very early this morning. Three big changes the president says he wants to see, including a constitutional amendment that would declare that no president has immunity for crimes committed while they were in office. He is calling for term limits for Supreme Court justices of 18 years, and then presidents would have the ability to appoint new justices every 2 years to, he says, take some of the politics out. And then he says that the Supreme Court should also have a binding, enforceable code of conduct that requires them to disclose gifts, political activity, recuse themselves from certain cases, not be exempt from any of these codes of conduct that apply to other federal judges. So that's going to be sort of the highlight, I think, that what President Biden does later today in Austin. This is really intended to, get the Democratic base a little bit more excited about this election. The Supreme Court has been a top issue, especially for Democratic voters in the aftermath of the Roe v. Wade overturning and some of these other decisions they've made as it relates to some of these Trump cases and executive power cases that they've taken up over the last couple of years. So look for this to be something that is intended to kind of energize the Democratic base, something that is expected to create kind of a new issue for Democrats to talk about. The Supreme Court, reforming the Supreme Court, has been something that President Biden has talked a lot about. He has promised that he would come out with these kind of proposals. Now, we thought he was going to do it as a candidate. Obviously, he's doing it as a lame duck, but these are already proposals that Vice President Harris is embracing and has put out a supportive statement as well.
Jared, would you agree that some of these are, or this whole proposal is largely symbolic, because I think people on both sides agreeing that the changes are not really viable at this point?
Well, it's symbolic right now, given that it's an election year and Congress isn't going to take this up in the next couple of months. But it's very much a policy proposal if Democrats can win a majority. Some of this would require state legislatures, too, so they have to make the case. But absolutely, it is a campaign issue in the immediate future, given that Congress is not going to be taking up major pieces of legislation here between now and November.
Jared Halpern, thank you so much.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.